Our community is a remarkable place, and we have a great way of life. We're strong. We have deep values. Our corn and soybeans feed the world, and we power the world. Through expanded biofuels and sustainable aviation fuel, we're going to move forward. We take pride in what we do, even if the big cities of Washington and Chicago don't understand us. Back in central and northwestern Illinois, the Farm Bill isn't just a piece of legislation. It's deeply ingrained in the fiber of who we are and what we believe. Because of that, I'm here to speak about the need for a Farm Bill that not only supports our family farmers today, but keeps them sustainable for generations to come. In every conversation, every farm visit, every ag roundtable that I've participated in, the number one thing that I hear is the need for stronger and expanded crop insurance. A life-changing tool for Midwestern farmers, it protects our communities from increasingly extreme weather and international economic uncertainty. Just this week, I was talking with Jeff. He's a corn farmer from Mercer County, Illinois. He reiterated that crop insurance is the number one priority for his family farm and his community. Crop insurance ensures that he has the flexibility to invest in new technology and increasing his yields. Farmers, including Jeff, trusted me as a meteorologist to track the once-in-a-lifetime derecho that moved across eastern Iowa and western Illinois in August of 2020. Crop insurance helped them survive, especially for centennial farms. Strengthening crop insurance isn't just about providing a safety net for our family farmers, but it also supports our broader agricultural economy and our food supply chain. We can't think about lowering the cost of food prices without recognizing the critical role that crop insurance plays. So my number one priority is to take what I hear from my constituents and fight for them right here. But that means that the substantial increase in reference prices for southern states does nothing to help my farmers back home. I believe we need to level the playing field for Midwestern producers who are more susceptible to drought, flash flood, and heat. I have made it crystal clear since day one in office, I support strengthening crop insurance and reference prices. However, there are serious concerns from the CBO on the way we pay for them in this farm bill. If we want crop insurance, we can't just say that it's going to be there. We have to deliver it plain and simple. Being on the Agriculture Committee is an honor because our land in Illinois is some of the most fertile on the planet. And doing what's right for our farmers, that's job one. That means that the Farm Bill should never become a political football that is tossed back and forth. I'm working across the aisle to lower costs in my district, especially food. But the truth is, food is still very expensive back home, and too many families are struggling to get by. We need more robust funding for food security, and I'm frustrated and disappointed that this Farm Bill does the opposite. For 20 years, I was a trusted meteorologist back home. I was a neighbor whose job it was to keep my community safe and prepared every day. I kept farmers ahead of the weather and informed them to make the best decisions for their farms. And in turn, they trusted me to do what's right for them right here. So to my constituents, I'll always fight for you and your family so that your farmsteads, small towns, communities, cities are all sustainable for generations to come. We build the John Deere Seeders and the harvesters, and we grow the corn and soybeans that power the world. From the meteorologist now to the trusted neighbor in Congress, I urge my colleagues to work together for bipartisan solutions that deliver what America needs today.